Hi, thanks for joining us on Hometown to Hollywood. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide, and this is part two of my 2018 interview with Boo Boo Stewart. Boo Boo has been a working actor since he was 10, and his credits include Twilight, Breaking Dawn, and Eclipse, X-Men, Days of Future Past, White Frog, and Disney Descendants 1 and 2. He's currently voicing the role of Exile in Marvel Rising, Secret Warriors, and has four projects in post-production. Join us now for the second part of our conversation. So in that mode, I want to talk to you about language for a minute. So yeah. I have thought for a long time that language and how we use it shapes our experience. Mm. I think it's hard to disagree with that at a certain level. It's like, you know, what kind of lens are you viewing the world through? Well, your lens is dictated in large part by the language you're using. Mm. You know, how are you framing things? You know, are you framing them in a positive way? Are you framing them in a negative way? Mm. What's your self-talk around something? Like when things go well, when things don't go well, right?
I feel like naturally, unfortunately, I go to like the negative. Boom. Like straight to the negative. But that's what makes me want to train the meditation and train my mind to change that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not to change it, but to see it, to view it from a different point.
Uh-huh.
To where, this is getting confusing in my own head right now.
That's okay. We're exploring it. That's the fun of it.
I think it's an interesting, when you go through an experience, you shouldn't be mad at how your mind views something.
Oh, that's nice.
You view it, and that's your unique way of seeing it, right? That's kind of what I've been getting from this headspace meditation. And so, yeah, I might go to the negative thought first, but why is that such a bad thing? That's me. You know what I mean? That's what makes me me. You know, you would see the same thing. Maybe you wouldn't think the same thought. You probably wouldn't think the same thought. We probably have completely different thoughts. But that negative thought drives me to be more positive,
mm-hmm.
or to see, to really see the positive, or to see what it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
If I just went straight to seeing, if I was just straight to happy, I'd be satisfied.
That's interesting.
You know, I'd be satisfied with my thought. I'd be like, oh, that's good. You know, I wouldn't even think that's good. I'd just be like, boom.
Yeah.
But because I know I automatically go to a negative place, I have to really think, like, is that really negative? And then I start thinking about it. And then I hopefully see it for what it really is. It's interesting, right? That's kind of like the parents thing. And if, you know, you grow up thinking your parents one way, you know, they say something's right and you're like, nah, that's wrong. You know, it makes you think a different way. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's better or not, you know, I'm thinking.
Exactly. Well, and you know, our parents are human and inevitably imperfect. And, you know, we're always going to have our opinions about whether we agree with what they're doing or saying or what,
right.
But that's where we have control. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to do that,
right.
Or I am going to do that. That works for me. That makes sense for me. That doesn't. But I find it really interesting. Like one of the things I'm hearing you say is that you've identified that you're a particular way. Like your tendency is to veer toward a negative place, but that's okay. Like you're not beating yourself up and making yourself wrong and saying that the way you are is not okay. It is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Because that's what it is. Like It's not a bad thing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. It's only bad because I don't want it to be that way. Like, you know what I mean?
But then you take the next step and you're like, then you shift it.
Exactly. But I think that's the language within. It's different for everybody. But for me, I feel like I unfortunately do that. But is it unfortunate or has it brought me to a place where I now get to, you know, now I'm into like meditation and I'm into the mind and I'm into, you know, so it's, you have something bad and you turn into something good. It's interesting. I don't know. But that is, the language within your head is, it's unique to each and every person.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you have to see it, and I think you have to, it's hard to explain, wow. You have to see it, and you have to know that it's yours.
Yeah.
You know? And take full ownership of that, you know, that it is yours. Like, don't try and, you know, when you have an emotion and you just, like, bury it to the side, it's, like, kind of you know, you go on your phone because you don't want to think about it. You know, that's not good, you know. Take ownership of what you feel and dive into it and be like, why do I feel like that, you know?
Well, and notice the distinction that it's what you feel and it's what's in your head as you take ownership of it, and it's not necessarily the way things are. Yeah. It's like, this is this is the voice in my head saying this. This is my interpretation.
Yeah.
You know, because that's distinct from reality.
Yeah. And it, and that's not a concrete feeling either. Like, in a year, will you remember this moment? Probably not. Like, you know what I mean? So, we get so caught up in, like, overthinking. You know. Interesting. I don't know. It's all connected.
It is. It's fun to kind of nose into it a little bit.
Yeah, that language is interesting, though. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm spending some time thinking about this, and so it's fun for me to sort of just, you know.
Yeah, no, I do like that a lot. Yeah, because I guess for literally each and every person, their own language is unique to them. Yeah, so you shouldn't be mad at it, because that's yours. It's one of the few things that's probably specifically just yours. And no one else can hear it or take it from you.
That's interesting. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Like, no one else will ever hear this, ever. Literally, because I can't.
Yeah, it's just between you and you. Well, and then similarly, I guess, I'm thinking about play. And I look at you, and you look at you look like somebody who's, you know, in touch with the importance of play and the importance of, like feeding that place inside where you consistently have access to joy and creativity.
Yeah, trying.
Right?
The other night, you know, I just... that's something I'm discovering a lot. It's, like, really just, like, not valuable time, but just spending time with my friends, you know, like, and it doesn't have to be a friend, spending time alone, spending time, like, just that playfulness of, you don't always have to do something that's going to further your career, or you don't always have to do something that's going to make you stronger, or, it's not even career-wise, you know, you don't always have to do something that's going to further you in something. Literally, you can do something just because you just want to do it. That's kind of like going back to the phone thing. It's like, Instagram's great, but I get caught up in it too much lately. I know I need to stop it. But sometimes, like the other day, I was just laying on my bed, didn't have anything to do. Got everything done that I wanted to do. And I was just laying there, I was like, I'm totally happy just being on my phone. Like, this is fine. Like, this is fine. Like, but you have to know when you've gone too far. But anyway, it's like, playing, I think, is a really, really important thing. And I think playing, you know, kind of umbrellas into just doing things because you want to do them.
And that's okay.
And that's totally fine. It doesn't always have to be progressing a certain skill or, you know, getting something done. So you have, or another thing is when you're always trying to get things done, so you have free time in the future, but then you never take advantage of your free time because you're always doing things. So I feel like you have to know when to just stop and just be like, I'm going to sit here and watch a movie.
In our culture, that's really hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's really hard because you always, especially with social media and with like Snapchat and things like that, you know, you're sitting there looking at, I don't have a Snapchat anymore. I had one years ago, but you're sitting there looking at what everyone else is doing. You're like, dang, it looks like they're having so much fun. Like, they're doing that. But really, Snapchat turns playfulness into progressing how people think of you. And into progressing the thought of what you want people to think you're like. So it's like, it's nice to not do any of that and literally just to do something to do it. The other night, we were invited my friend over to my best. We're at my house and, you know, I get a fire going in the fireplace and play music, and my Fife was there, my buddy Chris David was there, and my other friend David, which is also my, he was coming over, but we're just drawing. Like, literally, we're just drawing. Fife had this rocking horse thing, chair that she was trying to decoupage, and my buddy and I were just drawing, and he had these, like, paint markers that he was just smearing on paper, and listening to music, and just, we roast some marshmallows after that. But it literally is just, like, we didn't really do much, but it's just nice just to take those moments and just to do that, You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And something great actually came out of it. Like, I drew something that my sister and my buddy were like, I think that's the best thing you've ever, that's my favorite thing you've ever drawn. It's because you're not thinking about it. You're just playing. You're just having fun.
Yeah.
It's like going camping or, like, you're saying getting outside, doing outdoor things. Like, that's such a, you know, you're getting back to the roots of humanity, like, you know,
it's its own way. Good all by itself. Yeah,
like, you're just getting out and you're just having fun. Like,
yeah,
getting yourself something that you've been wanting to get, you know, you're like, oh, this, but, you know, this is just kind of a waste of money. But is it a waste of my money if it's going to make you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to get ice cream, you know, just, like,
yeah,
it's just fun doing things like that. It's great.
It's important. You know? It's important. Yeah. I mean, there's a balance between work and play for sure for a successful human.
Yeah. And I, you know, sometimes, like, at the end of the last year, I think I was getting a little, my dad had to bring me back because I think I was getting a little too caught up in my camping and things like, I was going camping all the time. I was like, just, I don't even care. Like, you know, I was behind in reading scripts and things like that. I was behind. And he's like, boo-boo, I think, you know, your priorities are elsewhere, and they were, you know. So there's a balance, you know, we all get sidetracked, but, yeah, having a balance of being able to play and creating, I think that's, and there's a place where they meet in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and that place, honestly, is the most magical spot, and that's, yeah, I don't know, that's when things just happen out of nowhere, and you're like, whoa, how did that happen? You weren't thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where work and play intersect can be a really, really magical place.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you were talking about Kenny Ortega a little
he's
while
the
ago.
He's the master at working and playing, I feel like. He has such a beautiful, yes. playful mind.
He really is. He really is. He's just extraordinary that way, and I'd love to talk to him about that at that point, at some point. What other people besides Kenny Ortega have been, like, role models for you in terms of, like, you know, really teaching you things that have made a huge difference in your life? And these don't have to be people that you've even met. Like, these might be people that, like, you read their work or you saw what they did in the world. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to necessarily be people that you know personally.
I would have to say one of them for sure is, you know, Heath Ledger. Like, I love Heath Ledger. I think he's great. You know, I started watching all of his movies, and it turned into me just, like, going crazy on watching movies and loving film and, you know, acting, and I don't know, he's someone who inspired me so much, you know, aside from my parents, obviously, but Heath Ledger, like, really is someone, I never met him, but I feel, I don't know, when I watch his things, he just inspires me, he really does. There's a lot of actors I look up to, if someone else who inspires me a lot, it's like Viggo Mortensen. I've never met him, but I love how he seems like such a worldly person, you know? It's interesting. I mean, Kenny, he's amazing. I love Kenny's mind. Like, I really do. Like, I was thinking about it the other day, how I've been meaning to just, like, call him and be like, let's go get some dinner or something. Just because I like being around him. Like, yeah. I do. I really enjoy it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's a magical person who's seen so much, and because of that, you know, he's taken it all in. He hasn't seen it and taken it for granted. He's taken it in like a sponge, and like he loves sharing too, and that's something that's so incredible to share. I don't know who else. It's hard. Experiences, I feel like, really shape me too. Or they shape anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to travel and being able to see different cultures and how people live inspires me. It opens your eyes. And I think that's a big thing. There's a lot of people I think that are cool. You know, I think Heath Ledger's cool. You know, I think he's amazing. Viggo Mortensen. You know, Matthias Schoenaerts. He's this Belgian actor who I love. Different directors inspire me so much, like Terry Gilliam. I think his mind is just as, he's a mad scientist, you know, he's just crazy, like, I love it. I think he's the most open mind ever, you know, to the point of it being too much sometimes. But I don't know, like, one of my favorite guitar players, Buckethead, he's just incredible. He's this musician who's, like, you know, how the confidence it took to wear a mask and a KFC bucket on your head. Like, he's amazing, but he's an incredible guitar player, one of the best ever to live. He's showing one of my biggest inspirations, too. I don't know, but seeing cultures, like, that inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's hard to narrow it down to, like, one thing, really.
It is.
I love going to art museums. My sister, they're actually going to one today. Mm-hmm. I think that's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, like, it's, yeah, Kenny, he's so inspiring, really.
Well, I find it really cool that you know, when I ask, you know, who your role models might be or what who inspires you, that it's an authentic mix of people that you know personally and experiences you've had personally,
yeah.
But also things that you've, you know, like reached for, like some of these people aren't people you've met. And I think that's a really cool thing to notice. Like, no matter who we are, what our circumstances are, where we live, who our parents may or may not mm-hmm. be, role models and inspiration are available to us.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to know these people.
Right?
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. And, you know, movies are inspiring. Music is inspiring. Like, that's one of the things about having an open mind. I could see, like, oh, these rugs are really cool. Like, that inspires me to, you know, line work in the rugs, you know, inspires me to draw differently. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
You see things, and that also reminds me of one of those old school, like, playing boards.
That rug looks like a backgammon board.
Backgammon, that's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But, like, different thing, anything can inspire you. And that's what's unique about just life. And what's so incredible about life is that it doesn't have to be a specific human being that inspires you. Because you don't want to compare yourself to people. You can take from people, not in a bad way, but you learn and you see, and you can, like, take from this, take from that, and, you know, you're learning, it's soaking up. But I think to have a role model and to, like, try and be that person, that might not be the best idea.
Yeah, so, everybody is unique, you know, so, and everybody's experiences are part of what shaped them.
Yeah, so I think it's great. I think the biggest thing is just being able to just see things and take them in. Like, I think that's, you know, for art, for any, for life, for just for living the most of your life. Like, I, you know, it pained me, you know, I it makes me feel so sad when people, like, I've never, you know, they just do their job and they go home and they just, like, that's that, and, like, that's hard. Like, I, like, you can go out for a walk, or you can go on a hike, like, literally it doesn't matter, like, anything. Like,
it's available and it's free.
Things are available, and, yeah, they don't cost any money, like,
yeah.
Like, learning how to cook a new dish. Like, that's, that inspires me. Like, anything, you know, the smell of, like, cilantro is inspiring, you know?
I love cilantro. We were looking at a cooking magazine just before started this conversation.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like people, you know, being able to see something and see the beauty of whatever it is. Like, this glass is really cool. I'd
thank you.
Like, to make that. You know what
I know,
mean?
I know. Like, the textures are really intriguing,
great.
Right?
Like, but that's... That's that. I don't know.
Are there any specific things you learned from your parents that have helped you navigate your journey?
I mean, there's so many things. It's hard to narrow it down into one.
Yeah.
I think from my mom's side, things I learned from her are the playful things. You know, like, she always used to make me try and dance with her in the kitchen. I never wanted to do it. Ever. Like, literally never wanted to do it. Now I'll go out and go dancing. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. From my dad, working hard, you know, like, he's a hardworking guy, and it pays off, like, you know. Sticking to your word, like, he's very responsible. Responsibility. Definitely more responsible on my dad's side. Responsibility from my dad, having fun and enjoying life from my mom. Like,
that's a nice combo.
But honestly, the mix of it, I'm so happy for it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to say that, you know, oh, there's one certain thing that, because I'm still learning. Just the other day, my dad was talking about his dad, someone that I only met briefly, you know, a few times when I was younger. And he said that his dad, you know, was just a very hard guy, you know, very hard man. Like, didn't say a lot. It's like, and, but if my dad ever needed advice or something, he always gave the right advice, whether it was something you wanted to hear or not.
Mm.
And the other day I had to make a phone call that I didn't want to make, but I thought about that and it helped me make the phone call. So I got advice from someone that I only met briefly when I was a very young person, you know, a few times in my life. And so you don't always have to know these people.
Yeah.
You know, advice can come from anywhere. You just have to have your ears open so you can hear it. You know what I mean? And
I like
not
that.
Just let it pass from one side to the other.
Yeah. No, there is stuff that you can learn just practically everywhere.
Everywhere.
Your parents have obviously supported you in your dreams to,
oh,
you know, be
yeah.
an artist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thankful for that.
What does supportive parenting mean to you? Like, what do you think it would mean to be a supportive parent?
I think being a supportive parent, it's more than just driving you from point A to point B when you can't drive and to all your auditions.
That's a start.
And paying for all these crazy things. And it definitely is that. 100%. Or I shouldn't say 100%. Probably 50% that. And then the other part is really being honest with the kid, the child, being honest with them, but in a nice way and in a way that will push them to be better. And really just, because a lot of the times when they're, you know, if you have like a young kid, you know, the kid's not making all the decisions. You shouldn't make all the decisions. You probably make the wrong ones. So it's making the right decisions in the long run for your child too. I think that's a supportive parent, not only looking out for like what's happening now, but the future and, yeah, I don't know. There's so much that goes into it. It's like being a parent, you know, I'm not a parent, but so I'm not one to talk. But from a kid's perspective, like growing up, I really look back and I appreciate all of the times that, you know, oh my goodness, the hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours my dad and mom have waited outside of Millennium Dance Complex for me to get done dancing. Like, it's just like hours upon hours. If my dad told me to wait for my sister, I'd be like, what? Like, I'm going to drop her off. I'm going to do something. Like, you can then I have to drive back and forth. It's like 2 hours of my day. Like, you know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Like, but I guess it's a different perspective when it's your child. So I don't know, just being there, you know, being there when you get said no to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the nicest way possible, trying to convince your child that, you know, that, or not convinced, to show them that it's okay that you didn't get the part, you know what
yeah.
I mean? That it's all right, you know, there will be more. Because we've all been there, and you don't get a part, and you're young, and it's like, why didn't I get that part? You don't understand, you're a kid. I don't know. And it's also, being a supportive parent is also pushing your child, too. I think that gets, has such a, you know, bad rep, you know, oh, he's pushing his kid way too hard. But, you know, you look at these people who've been pushed, and like what they're doing now, you know, it builds character and makes you stronger. Obviously, there's a line that you shouldn't cross, but it's like, oh, I don't feel like doing this. Or I don't feel like going to class. No, you should go to class. We're going. You know what I mean? Like, that's very important because it kind of builds on the idea of having integrity and doing what you say you're going to do and following through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I also think it's being, like, strong and being strict, you know, I feel like that's really important too. You don't want to think like that, oh, you just don't want to do something, so you don't do it. You know what I mean? That's not good character. I don't know. I think it's all encompassing, you know, how a parent should support their child, you know, in the industry and from any angle, really. It's so many things. It's hard to say.
It's not too different from, you know, what it takes to be a supportive parent, you know, in the world. I mean,
yeah,
the industry to me is it's becoming more and more like just a sort of microcosm of the world. It's just not that different.
No, you have children who want to do sports. I guess it's the same thing, you know, it's just a different outlet
mm-hmm.
that the child wants to do.
Yeah, you know? So how do you best support them? Yeah. Exactly. Talk to me about your art. Your art is beautiful. I've been really enjoying watching it on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. My art's kind of... It's... Yeah, I like it. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'll just... A lot of the times, honestly, I just sit there and I have my... I like drawing on watercolor paper because it's thicker and has, like, a nice, like... I don't know what the word is, but just the
texture
is nice, and I like the way it looks and how thick it is in my hand, and it feels right. And I use these pens called Posco. They're paint markers. That's what I've been using lately. I started out painting with my fingers in the original ones, and I love that. Like, I think it's great. Honestly, something that's been deterring me from painting with my fingers is that the oil paint gets stuck on my fingers, and then I have white bed sheets.
That doesn't work.
Literally, that's what's been stopping me from doing that.
Oh, well, that's why we have
extremely vain thinking thought process and a lazy thought process. But I really do like this new style that I've been doing. And I really feel like it feels the most like me. Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of go crazy. Sometimes it's extremely intricate, or what I think is intricate, with a whole bunch of fine lines and things like that. But then sometimes it's extremely simple. Like, I've done a few lately that are very, very simple. And there's something beautiful that I think is really nice in simplicity. Breaking something down. Like, the latest one that I posted. My friend was, we're looking at it, we're like, he's like, this is kind of like a stick figure. I'm like, yeah, it's like a reimagined version of a stick figure. But it looks cool. Like,
I love that totally one. Like, actually, it looked like Picasso to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, totally.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? It's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
lines. And it's nine. And it's a full body. Nine lines and a full body. And you could do it in less. Definitely. Way less. But I try to capture, like, the movement of the body and the angle that I wanted her, like, portrayed in, and kind of the vibe that I was going for, like a stronger vibe. And nothing says it better than just, like, straight lines, you know? Yeah.
It was really neat. It was really neat. Thanks. And it's fun for me to see you, like, you know, pursuing self-expression outside of what everybody expects you to do.
Yeah, I like that.
He's like, Boo Boo Stewart's an actor. It's like, Boo Boo Stewart's a human being who's an artist at large.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I mean, you know? That's the thing. Like, I want to get into, there's so many other mediums that I want to try to. Well, building things is another thing that I've been doing too. I've been building a lot of stuff. You know, getting my tools out, you know, learning how to build stuff, feeling like a man.
But that's fun.
But it's fun. Yeah. So that's another art form. But sitting there drawing, creating is amazing. I really want to start doing collage work too. Collage is something I really am interested in. I got to get back on my clay sculptures because I really like that. I don't know. If a few people have asked me to do pieces for, like, their houses or for them specific, you know, for them. And, you know, I don't want that to stop. I want to keep going. I want to, like, if I could have a gallery or rent a space downtown for a month and just put my art in a little room, like, that would be amazing. I would be there all the time.
I can totally see that happening.
Yeah, and the photography, I only have 2 photos on there now, but I've hundreds of photos that are just waiting to be put on the Instagram too. I don't know. I love, like, on this Mexico trip, like, can't wait to, I might post one maybe tomorrow or something. But I like just going in and, like, really seeing the towns and seeing the culture and, like, trying to capture the culture in a human, like, in a person, just, like, their daily life. It's so different from us. So it's nice to show the world, to show people, look at this, you know, this is, you know, being able to, you know, have air conditioning in your house, like, that's a, don't take that for granted, or, you know, having a heater, you know?
Like, seriously, though, seriously. Well, and all of this sensibility, you know, you bring to everything you do, and it shows up. Like, it shows up on screen. It shows up in the depth of your acting and of the characters that you create.
Thank you.
And I'm really struck by this, because I think a number of young people make the mistake who want to be actors, thinking, okay, I want to be an actor. Everything has to be acting 24/7.
Right.
And I think that that does a human a disservice. Like, to be a happy, well-rounded, grounded human, you need to have more than one sort of experience.
I think so. Right? I think experience, especially for acting, plays such a big part in creating the toolbox specifically for acting, for the mind of acting.
Fern is making her cameo.
Yeah.
She's standing here between us, a little silent meows.
Yeah, silent meows. That was so funny. I didn't know what was happening. I like those, though. Those are cute.
Silent cat cameo.
But yeah, now I feel like experience, life experience, is such an incredible thing. That's why I'm trying to get out and see the world from places that people don't see them from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, it was... Like, I'm just planning the next thing, like, the next adventure. Like, you know what I mean? It's being able to, you know, we're in some of these places, and we're in Mexico, and you're sleeping at elevation, and we're sleeping in a visitor center after it closed. Like, everybody left, and we're sleeping in there, and they let us sleep in there because the hut was full. And, like, we're sleeping in this thing, and gotta wake up at 1 in the morning, or 1:15 a.m., it's dark out, you're getting your gear on, you're eating, like, yogurt. You start your 12-hour climb of this volcano.
Wow.
But that's life experience.
Yeah. Know?
But equally so, life experience is walking outside of your front door and going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You learn so much about yourself when you're by yourself. And I think that is incredible. You know, there's so many things to experience. Life experiences, messing up. It's not being perfect. It's thinking that you're perfect. You know, it's everything, really. Then knowing, like, oh, that wasn't good. I thought that was great. You know, like, that's a life experience. You know, it's driving in your car and getting mad at somebody. That's life experience. And realizing, like, yeah, that was dumb. I shouldn't have done that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, anything. Like, so really just getting out and living. And I don't know, like, not only does it, for an actor, I feel like, yes, that's incredible. I feel like you need that. Because it's, like I said, it just, you know, creates that toolbox that you can, like, open, reach into and grab something out of and use for a scene. But just in life in general, like, when you meet someone who's just a worldly person, or someone who has just lived or seen, or someone who's just very in tune, like, it's all experienced in different ways. Like, you can feel that.
You can totally feel it.
You know, you go to these towns where, you know, people are, it's such a, sometimes you go into a town and it's just, every restaurant is like a chain restaurant, and it's just so just, like, I don't want to say generic, but... Because nothing is generic. Everything's unique in its own way. But in a bigger scheme of things, generic.
Yep.
And the people there, they're a mirror of what they're surrounded by. And I feel like that's so sad. Like, to not step out and to not, you know, really take in... I don't know, just to take in more of the world, to really see it. I think that builds you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. To me, that's something I'm trying to do this year, is just have more experiences. Like, not that last year was incredible, amazing too, but I'm trying to continue it. And also trying to include people too, to show them. Because on Instagram, you can have an experience. Like, if I posted a picture of in Peru, this, you know, this little girl at a market in this tiny town, Urubamba in Peru, where the roads are still dirt roads. And you know what I mean? Cameron was there with me, and my sister. But, you know, I post these pictures, and a good amount of these people on Instagram probably will never go there. But they get to see that little piece of the world, and hopefully that's opens their mind. And that's a life experience, you know? If you can think about that for a second, like, wow, that's how someone else lives. here I am sitting in, you know, a house, you know. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's just different. It's not bad. It's different. And to have an open mind, to see that and to recognize it, I think that's where you learn, is when you recognize what's different.
And you can't learn without the open mind.
I don't think so. You know, having a closed mind is so bad. When, you know, people have closed minds, it's just so, it's like painful. It's like, oh, it makes me cringe, you know?
Yeah.
I feel bad, you know, it's like, why would you limit yourself? You know?
We could probably talk all day, but I know you have other things to do at some point. I want to ask you a couple of final questions. What advice would you have for kids who want this life, who want to be performers? Mm. What would you tell them that they should, you know, think about doing, developing in themselves?
Right.
Preparing.
I've said it so many times, but having an open mind, I think, is the main thing. It's something I've learned. Like, I feel like I used to be a very closed-minded person, very, like, what I thought was, like, right. Like, boom, like, no. Like, I feel like I was like that. And when you open your mind up and you see things and you really try and find the beauty in just things you've seen 100 times. Because in acting, that's what you're going to have to do in every scene. You have to make it like it's the first time.
Every time.
but if you can, like, look at this table and be like, wow, this is, you know, obviously this is a very nice table. But, like, you see, like, oh, my keys. Like, I see these every day. Mm-hmm. But, oh, there's a guitar pick on it. Where did I get that from? Or, you know, this is actually someone a rock climber made for me. It's like this little rope with knots on it. This is, I got this yurt. I live in a yurt, and this is a keychain for the Pacific yurts before I even had the yurt. Like, I got it in the mail. Like, this is from Peru. Like, it's just things. Like, when you can see something and find the beauty in it, and it's something you've seen over and over and over again, I feel like that's when your mind is really open. And I feel like, so having an open mind is something you really need in this, in any creative means, if you're trying to pursue any creative kind of mean. But I think that's something, open mind. What we were talking about earlier, if you're going to do something, do it. Following through. I think that's really, really important, because that, unfortunately, is a trait that has been not lost, but it's harder to find in people. I feel like those two things are very important. I mean, there's so many things, like, obviously work hard, you know, things you should do, you know your craft. That's something I wish more young actors knew too. Like, I feel like I've watched a lot of movies. I try and really to know my craft and the history of my craft. You know, the people who came before me, who did it before me, like, really know those people. Know who you're talking about. Because when you walk in a room and you're in a room with people that are older than you and you're talking about films from movies you weren't alive, they weren't even, you know, like, from way long ago, and you're talking about these movies like you grew up with them, or you're naming directors, you're naming actors. People, I like that. Like, I think, oh, this person really knows their stuff. Like, this person, like, loves this. He truly does. He's not just doing it to be famous or to do it because you're good at it and this is what you do. Or, you know, to really understand and to know your craft and to be doing it for the right reasons. I think if you do those things, and no matter what kind of outcome you have, you'll find your way. I like to work with people that inspire me to be better.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that movie is. I honestly don't know who that director is, that actor. I mean, yes, I've worked with people that I'd love to work with again. But I really, really just want to do movies that I wake up every morning to get to set, and I really am excited to go to set. That's my goal. Like, really, like, that is my goal. And I feel like if you're doing that, you're doing the right thing. That's one of my deciding factors when I'm reading a script, is I will literally ask myself, like, this is good, but am I going to want to wake up every morning at, like, 6 a.m. or earlier and be on set late at night every day for the next month or so? Is this something that's going to, I'm going to be excited about 2 weeks in, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's really just doing projects that excite me like that, and, like, spark something within me and make me feel proud to be there. That's what I'd like to look for in a movie. And those are my goals for this year, is to do projects that excite me and to do projects that inspire me. Not only because the project is inspiring, but because the people that are involved with the project inspire me. So for work-wise, I mean, for film-wise, I should say. So I don't like to call it work because it's fun.
It's yeah. film. yeah.
So for movies, you know, for things like that, for television, that's what I want to do. And then my art, I'd love to continue in photography and, like, really take it to the place where I could do a showing or, you know, someone, like, one of my first time, one of my buddies, like, Contrell, he asked me to do a shoot for him. And it was a big hurdle in his life, so I felt very, like, honored that he would come to me to shoot him. And he wanted to do some pictures where he was shirtless. And for him, he's always felt self-conscious about his body. Mm-hmm. And, like, has always been someone who's never felt comfortable with that. And he wanted me to do a shoot with him that would, you know. And we did it the other night. Couldn't be happier with the photos. They're amazing. I love them. And he loves them, too. And so it's really to continue with that. So hopefully, you know, I'd love to get my photography going to where people actually want to shoot. And, you know, more adventure photography and more art, be inspired to be on set every day, and that's really that's it. Like, I mean, those are pretty big goals, but
that's a good life, though.
Yeah, if I could do that, you know, it's for me. It's like even if I did like one movie that I just was like, yes, that's better than doing four. Then I'm just like, well, you know, I really like that scene in the movie, or like, I really like that character, you know. But as a whole package, you know, it's got to be a whole package, I think.
Yeah. So. I love it. I love it. Anything else you want to share?
No. I feel like I've just been rambling.
No, it's fun. It's fun to explore this stuff. And it's stuff, a lot of it, that we don't talk about on a daily basis.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm just rambling like crazy. People are going to be listening to this like, oh, wait, what was that? Oh, go rewind that. Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay. He's talking about that again? Didn't he already talk about that?
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. I think it's important for us to talk about these things.
I think so too. It gets it out of it. It's kind of like writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a form of writing it down.
We are writing it down verbally together here.
Yeah.
So, okay. Boo, how can people find you?
Yeah, my Instagram is boobostewart.art. Then my Twitter is just @boobostewart. And I have my website, boobostewart.com. And it's just my name a whole bunch of times.
Boo-Boo Stewart. Well, that's nice. It makes it easy to find you. And your Instagram and your Twitter are both verified.
They're verified. Yeah,
there's some fake accounts that look like they're yours.
Not me.
But they're not you.
Not me.
And if they're not verified.
Yeah, if it's not verified, don't follow. Okay, I shouldn't say don't follow them because, you know, maybe they're posting cool things. But,
but they're
it's
not
you. Don't think it's me. Yeah, yeah.
Boo-Boo, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And always, as always, I can't believe it's been a year and a half.
I know. Oh, we'll do it again. We'll do it. We'll do it.
It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
The next year and a half.
We'll
be back.
Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you enjoy this podcast, subscribe. Go to BonnieJWallace.com and sign up on the podcast page to get exclusive, inspirational stories and insider info sent to your inbox every week. If you need help figuring out just how to navigate the career of a young actor, buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And for one-on-one coaching that can save you literally thousands of dollars and months and years of wasted time, book an hour consultation with me over Skype or in LA. Just go to BonnieJWallace.com and click on the consultation page. For about the same price of an hour with an acting coach, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Thanks. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their